Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board B equality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, my friend. Welcome. Now, it's May time.
Can you believe it?
It is May time. Indeed.
We're clocking along right through this year.
Nothing now. Yeah. So what have you got for me this morning?
Well, I thought we'd do two lovely chicken recipes.
I think you have a chicken farm, do you? I think you have a chicken farm. What are you going to do with chicken?
Well, they're always so popular, the recipes. You're very funny.
No, but they are. They are popular. And chicken is hugely popular.
Oh, it is.
It's the most used.
I would think so. Yes. Protein. Yeah, probably
protein,
is.
Of course.
You're right.
It's fantastic.
I thought we'd do a nice kind of a salad in a minute, but the baked chicken and with chorizo rice and artichokes. I think it's a lovely combination with chorizo, artichokes, rice. It's a one-pot dinner, so it is. And it's okay. A lovely light one, so it is. Right. And it's something that I use chicken breast. I've actually done it with chicken thighs. And Marty, the chicken thighs are gorgeous. So it says the chicken fillets, but I've done the chicken thighs skin off with the bone in. So when the
we've discussed this.
Yes, exactly. But you're the chicken thigh.
No, I'm not the chicken thigh.
I know you're not.
I'm the only child in the white meat.
You are. So you'll be doing this with your chicken breast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So first thing we do, get a big skillet pan, a little bit of oil, a tiny little bit of butter. You seal off your chicken. So what that means, you're cooking it for a minute or two just to start the cooking process.
Okay.
Then you remove the chicken, put onto a plate. Remember, it's still raw. Into that casserole dish, I call it a skillet, you're going to put in one large onion, chopped or sliced, chopped is what I do, crushed clove of garlic.
Just chopped?
Chopped, yeah, really nice and fine. A couple of cloves of garlic, like I'm doing too, you could put four or six, whatever you want, into that. And then some chorizo sausage, which is gorgeous.
Isn't
chopped.
It?
Oh, it's beautiful. So cook that off in the same pan. Don't wash it after doing the chicken. You just seal it off, and then you put that in, and then you're going to put in some... I'm using long grain rice for this. Not a basmati. A long grain rice is better for this, in my opinion.
Okay.
Let that cook for about maybe 2 to 3 minutes or 5 minutes on a low heat. So you're just combining everything, and then you're going to put in some white wine, a good glass of white wine. Let that deglaze. What does that mean? You're cooking out the white wine. So you're left with the flavour of the white wine, but you're cooking out the alcohol. And then you're going to cover that with some stock, roughly about what I'm using, about maybe 1 pint of chicken stock. Or you can use vegetable, pardon me. And then you let that come to the boil, put back in the chicken, and then what you do is the artichokes. You slice the artichokes, so you get them already done. They're in a jar. So don't be cooking them yourself. Life is too short for that, in my opinion. You can get the really nice ones that are produced and grown in Italy. Are you a fan of artichokes? Yeah. My mum loved them. I'm like you. I love Jerusalem artichokes. They're okay.
They're okay.
Yeah. What I would do instead of artichokes.
Wouldn't be a go-to.
Yeah, you're right. Probably what I would go them instead of that, some peppers, which would be gorgeous.
Peppers would be lovely.
Some peas at the end and spinach at the end. Not now, because this is to go into the oven for 20 minutes.
So you go with the peppers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So if you're doing that, good point. See, when I was cooking off the chorizo and the onions and the garlic, he's writing down peppers. A couple of lovely red peppers would be gorgeous in that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really tasty.
Yeah, lovely.
So Marty, that goes into the oven. The oven is a 180, okay? Lid goes on. So chicken's gone in, okay? And then you literally cook that. And what happens? The rice will swell up and absorb all that lovely stock, but keep the chicken really moist. Oh, do you know what? I've done this before with sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh, nice.
It's really nice. Really nice. Remember last week we were talking about the stuff?
Yeah.
Chicken with the sun-dried tomatoes. So if you have some, you can use that.
Yeah.
When it's cooked, the chicken should be cooked through. 20 minutes should definitely do it because you've sealed it off. It depends. If they're on the bone, it's called a supreme of chicken, they'll definitely take a little bit long, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
So just make sure that it's cooked through. But these ones are skinless and there's no wing bone on it.
You'll probably find me an awful pain in the neck because I talk about the white meat.
Not at all.
Well, it's just what I was...
Not at all.
Okay,
and you know what? White meat, it's gorgeous. And if you get it with the little wing bones...
Some people say, the bone would be beautiful.
Oh, but some people
and
don't.
And it's very tasty. You know, that's why I get that.
Yeah, and even in the cooker's school when I do this, some people say, I'm not a fan of chicken thighs.
Yeah.
So everyone's their own. Different horses, different course. Not the same, Marty. Mm-hmm. So Marty, when it comes out of the oven, the last 5 minutes, I should have said this, take it out, put in some frozen peas, spinach, back into the oven for 5 minutes, and then it's ready to serve. It's one of these dishes, it's family serving. You're bringing it to the table.
Yes, you are.
You let everyone help themselves. Be careful now, it's still hot on the handles, but you don't need any other vegetables. It's a one pan, one pot dinner.
That sounds lovely.
Which is delicious.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
Now, sometimes I chop parsley and finish it with it, but that's an extra wee ingredient, but it does look lovely and give lovely freshness.
Right.
So that's one recipe done.
And again, there's another chicken going to be attacked now.
There is. This is different. It's a nice salad recipe. Oh. And it's a cashew nut chicken. So we'll talk about the breadcrumbs. You're getting white breadcrumbs. You're getting these lovely panko breadcrumbs, which are gorgeous, and they're dry breadcrumbs. So they're there for texture and crispiness. Toasted cashew nuts. Now, I've toasted coconut flakes. Not everyone likes that. So you could just, I'd rather you go for the cashew nuts, chop them or blend that up with the breadcrumbs. Do you know what I recommend? So it says a couple of chicken fillets. You can get these tiny little mini fillets. Do you ever see them in the supermarket? Oh. They're underneath the chicken breast. So it's already, so it's like not a byproduct. So they're taking the chicken breast off, and underneath the chicken breast, they have a small little fillet. It's already cut for you. It's done.
All right.
So it just says you touching, not even touching the chicken, but cutting the chicken. Into flour, into breadcrumbs, and then into that lovely, egg wash. So flour, first of all, and then into one egg, a little bit of milk, and then roll it in those breadcrumbs. Lovely. This is a recipe, see that part there, that you can have made ahead in the fridge, in the freezer, and you can just have your lovely chicken couscous with cashew nuts, which is gorgeous.
That sounds lovely.
You can put curry powder, you can put turmeric into it, you can jazz it up, but the cashew nuts give lovely texture. Coconut's optional, because I can catch in the owl gashers, you know that.
I can. So
I love the texture of that. So we'll go back to cooking in a minute, but what I want you to do is make a lovely salsa. One mango, which is lovely and ripe. You peel it, cut into nice big cubes. One small red onion diced. Cut that into a really fine dice and put that into a bowl with the mango. The juice of half a lime. Some lovely rapeseed oil or olive oil I would use. And some fresh coriander. It's gorgeous. Or basil, if you're not a fan of coriander. Mix that all together. If you can do this a couple of hours ahead or even the day ahead, but serve it at room temperature.
Sounds lovely.
It's much nicer. Now, how are we going to cook these chicken? Either in the oven, on the pan, or else in the air fryer. It's great for doing them, truthfully.
So we don't have an air fryer.
Well, listen, okay, shallow fry them. A little bit of oil, a little bit of butter. 2 minutes either side. Finish them in the oven. Actually, do you know what? They're so thin. They'll cook on the pan. You don't even need to go into the oven. About 3 to 4 minutes on either side. Just a tip for everyone listening. Just with the largest part of the chicken, if you're going to cut from your own chicken breast, cut into the thickest part. And if it's anyway pink, then eat it a little bit longer. So you press the chicken breast. If it's soft, it's not cooked. If it's firm, it should be cooked. But do cut into it. Serve that with some lovely salad, rocket, radicchio. You can serve it with some oak leaf. There's lots of lovely salads. The salsa, it's a lovely recipe.
Does it matter to you which one?
I really like wild rocket. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, I know. Again, into your teeth.
But it's a really lovely, that texture from that crunchy breadcrumb and that lovely kind of sweet, zingy mango salsa.
It's gorgeous. There's so many flavours going on there. It's wonderful. So it's the baked chicken and chorizo, rice and artichokes or peppers.
Yes.
And then the cashew nut chicken and asparagus salad with mango salsa. That's fantastic.
Getting hungry now, aren't you?
Oh, I'd say that now.
It must
be time for your stick of celery, is it?
Stick of celery. Aren't you? You're having great fun in this.
I am, yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, but that's because you're...
Think of a song. Go on, cheers.
I'm only jealous. I think we should have a salsa.
A salsa.
It's like DJ speak.
You're
fantastic.
Ridiculous.
That's what we'll do. A little
brilliant. Hard to beat a nice salsa.
It's hard to beat it is indeed. RT Lyric FM, RT in the Morning, that's where the recipes sit. And you can get them and you can go right back with Nevin and all the rest of them.
Oh, we've a lot of recipes, haven't we?
A lot of recipes in there, surely is. So we'll have a salsa.
We'll have a salsa.
Can I have this dance? You're very kind. Take care.
See you next week.
God bless.
Bye.